This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, February 14th. Officials in Kansas City say at least one person has died and more than 20 others injured, including children, after a shooting at the end of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. The city's police chief says the incident occurred on the west side of Union Station and that three people were taken into custody. An estimated 1 million people were in downtown Kansas City for the celebration today. One woman who attended the rally spoke to CNN affiliate KCTV.
We saw people running out of Union Station on the east side of the doors pretty frantically. And at that moment, we were receiving information that we needed to change where we were. So just to gather and then just get to a safe space.
The Israeli military says it hit Hezbollah targets in Lebanon in response to a deadly attack. The military says rockets fired from Lebanon hit a base in northern Israel overnight. Israeli authorities and emergency services say the strike killed a soldier and injured at least eight others. Iran-backed Hezbollah has not yet commented on the attack, but the group has claimed responsibility for other attacks on Israel in recent months. But the strikes come as Israel's planned ground offensive in Rafah has Palestinians there anxious about where to go and what to do. Rafah is the last remaining refuge in Gaza, and it's unclear how or when the operation would unfold. The House Intelligence Committee says its chair, Mike Turner, made information available to Congress about a, quote, serious national security threat. Two sources and a U.S. official tell CNN that the threat is related to Russia. Turner is calling on President Joe Biden to declassify, quote, all information related to the threat. But top congressional leaders like House Speaker Mike Johnson say there's no need to panic.
I saw Chairman Turner's statement on the issue, and I want to assure the American people there's no need for public alarm.
While the warning was vague, the U.S. has long been concerned about Russia's military capabilities and the country's destabilizing influence in Europe and around the world, as the war in Ukraine continues. Health officials in Alaska have reported the first known death linked to Alaska pox. Officials say an elderly man was taken to the hospital and died last month after catching the virus, but said he had a weakened immune system because of cancer treatment, which they say probably added to how sick he got. The virus was discovered back in 2015, and since then, there have only been seven known infections in humans. Experts say the illness is often mild, and infections are still rare in people, with it primarily being found in small mammal populations throughout Alaska. Coming up, the man behind a popular pantry-turned-breakfast staple has passed away.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, welcome back. The man who helped invent Pop-Tarts has died. William Bill Post was 96. Kellanova, the company that owns Pop-Tarts, says he passed away over the weekend. Post helped create the pantry staple in the early 1960s. Pop-Tarts were originally called a fruit scone and came about when a group of Kellogg executives visited a plant he managed, looking for ideas for a new snack. All right, well, that does it for us. Join us at 6 a.m., 9 a.m. and noon Eastern, and again at 3 and 6 p.m.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.